It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Each week, we take a look at Michigan politics with Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, yesterday a state Senate panel sent three gun-related bills to the Senate floor. One would prohibit federal regulation of firearms and ammunition manufactured in Michigan. Another would exempt certain information about gun owners and their weapons from freedom of information requests. And the third would make state laws regarding gun dealers consistent with federal regulations. So, Susan, there are two bills that attempt to create a way around certain regulations, but this third bill is an attempt to more closely align state law with federal regulations. Can you explain how these bills would work theoretically?
Well, to be honest, I'm not really sure how the bills that seek to supersede federal law would work. You know, certainly challenges to federal law on those grounds generally have not been successful. So I'm sure we would see a court challenge if Governor Snyder were to receive these bills and sign them. I'm not sure that they'll be moving that quickly. The Senate today did pass the low-hanging fruit bill that you were talking about, the one that just seeks to alter language a little bit to keep us in line with the Fed. I'm sure that one will have a future. That's pretty uncontroversial. But this Firearms Freedom Act, as it's being called, that's very controversial.
Ken, what is the purpose of these bills? Is this just political maneuvering in the face of President Obama's recent actions on gun control, or is there a legitimate question about states' rights?
Well, this Firearms Freedom Act, which is supposedly would allow Michigan-manufactured guns sold in Michigan to supersede federal law, it runs into a little bit of a problem with a document called the United States Constitution and the Federal Supremacy Clause. I mean, federal law supersedes all state and local laws. That's Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution, and it basically means if Congress passes a law banning the manufacture and sale of assault rifles, they're banned, period. End of discussion. So I don't really see any way the Firearms Freedom Act ever becomes law. Now, to your question about what's the purpose here, well, I think President Obama has really kind of tried to set the table very quickly by announcing his support for more federal regulations of firearms, basically the resumption of a ban on assault weapons, a ban on these large automatic clips, and it's ignited quite a backlash from gun owners and those kinds of groups, and that's really what you see happening here. It's sort of a statement, if you will. It might be a political statement on the part of many of these gun owners and people that represent them, that they're against what the president wants to do.
As I understand it, Michigan doesn't manufacture guns, so that part of the law is moot.
I mean, that's sort of one issue, but that's kind of beside the point. I mean, the Federal Supremacy Clause is very clear. It's very simple. It's not complicated. Federal law prevails over inconsistent state law, so if Congress passed a law banning the manufacture and sale of an assault rifle, they're banned. I mean, and Michigan can't pass a law that says they're not banned in Michigan. I mean, we've had that argument many years ago in this country, and it's pretty clear what the state of the law is.
Susan, opponents of the measures are saying, yes, this is not a constitutional set of bills. But also, people are saying this is not what the legislature should be spending its time on. What are you hearing in Lansing?
Well, you know, just remember, we're coming off an extremely divisive lame duck session when there was very conservative legislation passed restricting abortion, right to work. Many different issues were taken up rather quickly. And, you know, there's been a backlash to that. And so for this new legislature to jump right in with another very divisive issue, I think might cause some heartburn.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. And Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.